My name's Shireen.
And my name is Jennifer.
And welcome to
Kindness That Comes With A Risk.
Throughout the years, a generous man from Worcester has assisted many people in his community. From taking unclaimed bodies and helping families with a short budget, Peter Steffen, funeral director of Grand Putnam and Mahoney Funeral Parlor, has gone out of his way to do what he trusts is the right thing.
Peter believes everyone deserves a proper and respectful burial, and because of his belief, he has done things that could be controversial. In 2013, he took in the body of Boston Marathon bomber Tamerlan Tsarnaev, which created a lot of altercations. Peter's funeral home team managed to keep a high-profile case low-profile for the safety of many. Now, with the most recent events, Peter has been put under investigation. Today on Kindness That Comes With A Risk, we will learn more about Peter Steffen and why he does what he does.
After a complaint about an awful stench on Main Street from nearby neighbors, the Board of Health began to investigate where the smell was coming from. What they found was 9 decomposing bodies at the Graham Putnam and Mahoney Funeral Parlor. This led to the summary suspension of Mr. Steffen's license. These 9 bodies were found in the basement of the funeral home, in a very bad state of decomposition. The temperature of the room was 65 degrees when it should have been 39 degrees or lower, causing the body fluids to leak, causing the awful odor. Mr. Steffen said that he didn't have enough space to store the bodies in a properly ventilated room, that he had no choice and only wanted to do the right thing and give those bodies a proper send-off. So what happened that made Peter Steffen have 9 decomposed bodies in his basement for months?
Well, in the funeral industry, there are many laws, making it very complex. From burial, to cremation, to a funeral, people in the funeral home business have to learn and go by many laws. To understand more about the laws, I even went to the official website of Massachusetts. At first, it didn't look as bad, but the more I read, the more complex laws got. I learned that there's even a whole process just to get a death certificate. How crazy is that? In a detailed interview with Peter Steffen, we in fact learned that Mr. Steffen contacted the Board of Health for help regarding the 9 decomposed bodies that were sitting for months in his funeral home.
Something that Mr. Steffen also said during the interview was that the state needed to stop playing the blame game and actually do something about the situation. In May, Peter went to the state to have a cremation law approved. The law would grant him permission to cremate the unclaimed bodies. Prior to Mr. Steffen picking up these bodies, they had been deceased for at least several weeks or even months. 4 months later, after many phone calls and emails, Mr. Steffen's funeral home had been investigated by the state, which then led them to approve the cremation of these bodies. Due to the state of decomposition of some of the bodies, not all could be cremated. Those that were in bad condition had been buried.
While we went for a visit at Graham Putnam and Mahoney Funeral Parlor, we saw an outside refrigeration unit behind the funeral home. Mr. Stefan later explained to us that that was a now permanent solution for any deceased bodies that entered the funeral home. Mr. Stefan also told us that he wants to prevent what happened to him to other funeral directors. In the near future, he is thinking of setting up a GoFundMe page to get the state's attention on funding for the proper send-off of unclaimed bodies.
Why did you decide to be a mortician? What brought you to this field?
That's sort of a good question. I was in a neighborhood where there was a funeral home, and I sort of hung around the place at a very young age and liked the business. I used to be involved in a lot of public things and so forth, even as a young fellow working. Got into the business. I enjoyed being with the people, and I ran into groups that really didn't have too much. And I came from the same background. So you found yourself doing things for some people that couldn't do anything for themselves. And that's where the satisfaction came in. People would come to you like you were the last stop between going nowhere and getting something done. It was always nice to be able to accomplish those things. And the same thing applies today. Mm-hmm. It doesn't change.
In the end, Peter Stefan and his funeral home crew understand and believe you cannot separate the sins from the sinners, and that is why Peter does what he does.
Thank you for giving us your time, and thank you for letting us interview you. What you do and what you're continuing to do is very kind and generous. And I know that the city, the people of Worcester, appreciate what you've done and what you continue doing. And I hope that your GoFundMe is successful, as well as your container that you have out back. And thank you.
Thank you for your time.
It was a pleasure having you here.